You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
We are the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and this is the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, how's it hanging? What's up, Corey?
Doing well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I was just reading something right quick. I seen B. I need to click off of that. Wow. Feel good. Feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Playoffs coming up.
Yeah.
Just doing a little tabulation. See where it could end up at. Feeling pretty good about what some of the teams have to offer. So, I'm pretty excited for a Wednesday to look forward to the tomorrow and the rest of the weekend to get the tournament started.
What would you consider a successful year?
Oh, I have to.
You told us yesterday you made four playoffs.
Yeah.
You made four playoffs. You like your chances and all, and your team looks good. What will be considered a success?
Two championships.
Two out of four.
Two out of two championships. A knockdown, two championships. It's not going to be the kind of money that was won last year.
Okay.
But we should still do better than break even if we can knock down two.
Okay. So there you go.
Crowell didn't kill Christmas.
Not yet.
Not yet. You're right.
Kareem Hunt might, though.
Kareem Hunt very well. Who would have thought that? That Kareem Hunt is bad Santa.
Amazing.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a callback to a year ago.
Yeah.
Matt Modica, sir. How are you?
Feeling good. It was a little weird last night. I had a night off. Just was able to relax. Sunday night, Monday night were sweats.
Tonight you have night off also.
Yeah. Two nights off is possibly a good thing. Get ready for
your wife must be happy to have you back.
Yeah, I think she is. She enjoyed the Thai food last night.
There you go.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. Tough calls already. Breeze or Goff.
These are the calls you have to make in week number 14, the first round of the playoffs. And we understand. The calls are tough. Stuff like that. Drew Brees and Jared Goff. Drew Brees against a lot of quarterbacks. Is he a top 12 quarterback this week? And really, this year. You know, it's interesting. Drew Brees was that locked and loaded top five guy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I've always wondered, do you have the cojones in the playoffs when it came down to it to bench Drew Brees? I get it. Like, Jake's rankings and Frankie's and Mikey's. They don't always have Drew Brees in the top 12. But have you gotten to the point where, listen, you might not play him?
It's tough because we have Kamara and Ingram on this team.
Wow.
This team actually finished third in the online championship, and I was like, wow, this team's not going to get in. We got the wild card.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They give a few wild card teams because the two teams that are in first and second, they were like atop the leaderboard overall. So I'm excited. I never thought it would come down. Who would have thought? Week 14, you'd have to make a decision between Drew Brees and Jared Goff entering the season.
Wow.
I'm just scared for the fact that I don't want to bench him, and then he throws a 5-yard pass to Kamara for like a 74-yard touchdown.
It's very scary. It's a very scary feeling. There's a lot of scary feelings to be had, so we're going to try to break it down for you. All the headlines, all the YouTube, everything comes your way. Next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
So yesterday we went off for a while about Gronk and his one-game suspension. We all agreed, and we tried to talk to you how to replace him. Comes out yesterday that he won't be the only fantasy-relevant star that is suspended for the first round of the playoffs, as Juju Smith-Schuster will also be suspended for this week. Corey, do you agree that Juju should have been suspended for his hit on Vontaze Burfict? And if so, do you agree that it should have been the same length as Gronk's?
I think I don't. Let me see how to phrase this. Juju got hit with like I don't want to say an innocent bystander, but Juju was more like a bystander. Juju caught the beef of the Steelers and the Bengals need to clean that ass up. So Juju caught that beef.
Right.
Somebody had to catch it about that madness that took place on Monday night.
Right.
And Juju was the guy. That's my thinking on that. Something had to be the commissioner had to do something about what took place. Because we done seen a lot of street stuff happen in the league this year. The chain snatching incident, Mike Evans, Gronk, this thing on Monday night. So the commission probably like, yo, let's you know, somebody got to catch it before this. And Juju was the one that had the most egregious non-football play.
Look, I think what Juju did was something that the Steelers had set out to do.
I agree.
They had
agree.
A mark uh-huh. on.
I agree for sure.
And they right probably ran him. They probably, the route was probably ran, you know, the play was mm-hmm. probably designed to have him get blown up.
And in all honesty, like I said, I'm not looking for anybody. I don't care how you play. I don't really want to see anybody get injured, caught it off the field and stuff. But if anybody had it coming, it was him. like Corey said, you want to live that life, you know, it's going to come at you. So, I mean, I get that people are irate that Gronk and Juju got the same suspension. But that's the NFL. The way that discipline is handed out, it's... I don't know if they need an independent person that has no ties to the NFLPA, no ties to the league office. I don't know how they're ever going to figure this out. It's something that they do need to do, though.
And that's the only reason I think Roger Goodell is still employed by the NFL.
No, Roger Goodell is employed by the NFL?
Because he makes all his money.
They have made billions upon billions. I mean, it's there. And when people say, well, he's making $44 million a year. You got to compare what he's making
to what he's bringing in
to what the league brings in. So I mean,
but man, I look at it like this: when they go to the negotiating table in 2021, they want Roger Goodell there because they know because Roger Goodell in the first deal he got that ultimate power like that, and they figure Roger Goodell can work another deal like that with the players union. I think it'd be much more difficult this year. Roger Goodell lacks credibility, but I do think the owners want him there because of that. The NFL should not be in the investigative business, number one.
No, but I want to. And the other thing, too, the owners like about it, look, he is their guy. They hire him. They give him the job, and he takes a lot of the heat. Everybody, all you hear, he's like a lightning rod. All you hear about it is Goodell, Goodell, Goodell. So the owners get to step back and, you know, let him take all the heat.
Yeah, absolutely. They love it. They love
I'll take
a target.
$45 million.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. And health insurance for life and your grandkids and for...
You could besmirch the name of Matt Modica.
You keep giving me $45 million for smirch everything you want.
Take $4.5 million. How about that?
That seems fair as well. Corey, I think you're right. I think that Juju Smith-Schuster, well, not a bystander because he had that monster hit. So I don't want to call him a bystander, but he got caught up in the crossfire.
He got caught in the crossfire. Of what's going on with these two teams.
But do you agree, and a lot of the controversy wasn't even about the suspension so much of Juju, was that it was the same length of suspension as Rob Gronkowski. Now, Juju arguably had a legal block on Vontaze.
That was a football play.
It was a football play that may have been a little dirty, but ultimately it was a block.
Well, here's the difference. If you would have looked with the shoulder as opposed to the helmet, that's the difference, in my opinion.
Okay.
But there's another thing, too. We see everything broken down in like slow-mo and stuff. When you're on the field and
it's a bang-bang play.
That speed of the NFL.
Sure.
But I think this is Roger Goodell know how Mike Tomlin get down. So he's like, this was done on purpose. So yeah, he's going to get the suspension.
To be fair, I don't know that this is Roger Goodell that did this. I think it might have been one of those John Runyon.
Okay,
things.
That's cool too.
Just to be clear,
but it's somebody in the league office.
Yes,
the message needs to be sent. And right quick, Matt, on Burfict, I guarantee if you was to ask Burfict, he'd be like, "Dude, let's do it again."
He'd be like,
"Let's line him up and let's do it again."
I think exactly. I'm with you on that point, 100%.
You know what I'm saying though is that. Football move, little dirty, brutal situation between the Bengals and the Steelers. Do you believe what people are talking about this was that You had this borderline legal play, violent but relatively legal, and then Gronk doing what he did, and the same exact suspension.
There's nothing you can do about that.
There is, actually.
What, give Gronk two games?
Yeah.
Wait, you want to know what's great? We're talking about like the violence and all these suspensions. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see Brett Musburger's tweet?
I did.
That is savage. That was great.
He doesn't care
He's
anymore.
Just a crazy old white man.
Correct.
What did Brett Musburger is not one of my favorites. What did he tweet?
Actually, I think I should have a tweet right in front of me. I just read it. He said, "Yo, snowflakes, quit preaching. The violent world of Sam Huff sold NFL football to the masses. The Cowboy cheerleaders gave us a little sex with our violence. Deal with it."
I mean, that's who Brett Musburger is. You know what I'm saying? That's Brent Musburger's M.O. Brent Musburger's old school. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure. I will say, I do miss him doing games. I did enjoy his work.
My beef with him a lot goes back to something else. But I think he's a good broadcast. I'm not a Brent Musburger guy, though.
Right, anyway, but regards to the Gronk. And Gronk getting one game and Juju both getting one game.
Gronk should have got multiple games.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
What he did was so, I mean, you want to talk about violent and, you know, I know he snapped on the field and that happened, but that's something you can't do. The guy was laying there in a vulnerable position. You know, what he could, like Corey mentioned yesterday, that's assault. And I'm not one of these guys that wants to hear, well, you know, you get a file on this, but I don't consider myself a snowflake by any means.
No. Oh, I'm sure you don't.
But even for me, and like I said, I saw that play live. And I was like, where's the holding call, pass interference? Right. And then I saw what he did, and I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He should have got multiple games, but it didn't happen. I think it's nothing we can really do about that. It is what it is at this point. Nobody really has a beef, I mean, what are the Steelers going to come back and say? Oh, well, look at this. And they can be like, well, look at how you've been running this thing for years now.
Well, listen, they appealed. I mean, Juju appealed, Gronk appealed. Both appeals were already upheld. So both of them were going to be suspended for that one game. And like I said, I think it hurts the Steelers even more than the Patriots because you give Gronk a break. Like, this game means nothing to them. They're 10-2, right? 11-2,
so
whatever
the Steelers.
It is. Agree. But Gronk's always hurt. Juju's 20 years old.
Yeah, it's true.
So to give Gronk a game off is just like, all right, let's prepare for the playoffs. Juju, I think he's still learning. He's still kind of getting his feet under him or whatever. And you know, he hasn't played. He's been banged up,
so maybe it does help him. He's had that hamstring thing.
Yep.
And look, Martavis Bryant has been playing better. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what he's doing on kick returns looks pretty damn good.
Right.
He was targeted a couple of weeks ago. He had a touchdown pass. This is still a talented player. So, look, when you have Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
When it comes to this Sunday without Juju Smith-Schuster, does Martavis Bryant become a play for you, Matt?
I mean, week 14 is kind of tough, but that Ravens secondary is taking a major hit.
Jimmy Smith being out is a massive, massive hit.
And no wonder why he was been one of the top five quarterbacks this year.
Because he was using steroids.
You know, but, you know, that's unfortunate for that, but... You know, Pittsburgh's home. I'm gonna roll out Ben. It's tough because this is always one of those field goal games. No matter how good the Steelers are and how bad the Ravens are, these teams get up for it. We touched on it yesterday. How that trifecta of games between the Ravens, Steelers, and say Bengals. You know, just the
yep. It's violent in that NFC North, or AFC North rather, Matt. I'm sorry, Corey, would you start Martavis Bryant this week without Juju in the lineup? He has Ben Roethlisberger, has looked for more, a beat-up Ravens secondary, as Matt has alluded to. Would you go in that direction?
Here's the thing about it is, would playoff teams have Martavis Bryant on it?
Yeah, he could have been dropped. You picked him up.
Yeah, okay. The fact that he was dropped, I don't know. He's a tough start. He's too boom or bust for me. I would like somebody with some more consistent numbers, somebody more of a part of the offense, not somebody that could show up. I would rather go with a consistent, reliable source this time of year. I can see it if you can as a flex option, a third wide receiver. Hard for me to put him out there. He's not been impressive this year at all.
Yeah, no, it's a tough test. You really got to be. I mean, like, there's guys like Marquise Goodwin. I'm going to play over Martavis Bryant this week.
Would you play Sammy Watkins over Martavis Bryant this week?
I think I would. I mean, look, Sammy's been, you know, he was quiet for most of the year. He had that one big game on Thursday night. But, you know, four touchdowns, last five games and stuff. This is a super talent that, in that secondary, I think he can do some damage.
Fair enough, and I think he can also do some damage because Cooper Kupp is doing his thing, and Jared Goff has really decided, like, listen, without Robert Woods, there's definitely more trust when it comes to Sammy Watkins, especially in the red zone as they have found each other four out of the last five games with a touchdown connection between Jared Goff and between Sammy Watkins. When we come back, we're going to turn on the cameras, and we are going to go YouTube Live, and when we do, some of these matchups this week are not exactly easy. You heard from Matt about Drew Brees. We have to talk about Seattle, too. Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin facing the Fever, facing the Jackson 5 in Jacksonville. What do you do, if anything? We discuss and debate when we come back. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy executive Corey Parson. This is Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Now, we've got a lot of questions early on this week with some tough matchups.
Yeah, it is.
That are in week 14. And you can't get this wrong. The playoffs are here. You don't have another shot. Now, we don't want to overthink, but we do want to make the right call. So that's what today is about, making sure we don't overthink. What we do, what's right for our team. Which brings me to the Seattle Seahawks, Corey. Mm-hmm. They are not the same team that they have been in years past. Their offensive line is still terrible. Their defense has struggled, given the losses of Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman. Cliff Avril as well. With all that being said, this week in round one of the playoffs, the Seahawks go up against the best defense in the NFL, Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
The Jackson 5. Cat Scratch Fever. Whatever you want to call them, they face the Seattle Seahawks. We've gone to Seattle consistently for fantasy goodness. Russell Wilson, of course, top five quarterback. And Doug Baldwin, a arguably first-round wide receiver talent, a wide receiver one, a guy that everybody at this table really loves a lot.
Yep.
Against Jacksonville, in round one of the playoffs, are you playing both Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin this week?
And Jimmy Graham, too. All three of them go right into my lineup.
No second thoughts.
No second thoughts. These are players. These are core players of your fantasy football team that help you get there. They're going in my lineup. One thing about the Seattle Seahawks, see, what does the MO of the Seahawks the past three seasons, the deeper they get into the season,
the better they get.
Mm-hmm. And I think you got them coming into Jacksonville, a Jaguar team riding high, a big test. And I think Seattle coming here and show them who's boss. And I think Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin. Listen, Baldwin may struggle, but I think Russell Wilson finds a way to get it done.
I'm with Corey. I mean, Russell Wilson, I cannot bench.
Can't.
You just can't do it. It's scary, though, because they have no offensive line. The Jacksonville Jaguars defensive line got improved a couple of weeks back, or a month or so, whatever it was. And that secondary. I mean, as good as Doug Baldwin is, he's not like an Antonio Brown, where Antonio Brown got 19 targets, caught 10 passes, and had 157 yards versus Jacksonville in that game where they erupted late and ran away with it against the Steelers. But, I mean, how can you bench Russell Wilson? You can't do it in the playoffs. Baldwin, when you break it down, if you're playing with three wide receivers and a flex, you have other options that you're going to put in there. It's scary. I get it. And Jimmy Graham is a touchdown maker. The guy, after week two, has double-digit points every single week. So I
look at it like this. If you, depending on your roster, when it comes to Jimmy Graham and the quarterback, Russell Wilson, they go in your lineup. I'm not even tripping off of
that. I agree. Tight end is such a tough position. Yeah. You got a guy that scores touchdowns every week. He might get nothing else but touchdowns.
If there's one cool that you can bench, it would be Baldwin.
I agree.
But here's the thing.
Yep.
if you play where you start two running backs, two wide receivers in the flex,
yep.
I could see you benching Baldwin in that scenario.
There you go.
If you start three wides in a flex, I don't think you can bench Baldwin.
What if you start two wides and two flexes?
I think you Baldwin gets in that lineup. Unless you're stacked at running back. Who would you rather play this week?
Here we go.
You can have a team where you can have your wide receivers can be DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, and Doug Baldwin.
Sure.
So can you?
Baldwin's third for me in that.
There you go, right there.
Absolutely,
it's third in that order. So situations like that I can see, and say you got a back that you can flex, or you can go to Corey Parson offense and start Make America Great and Evan Engram. You feel what I'm saying? Situations like that. But how many situations like that are out there?
So here's what I have. Fantasy Pros has their Week 14 rankings up. It's very, very early on. Yeah. It's Wednesday, so not many pros.
They haven't even practiced yet.
And not many pros have entered in what they believe. They have Doug Baldwin ranked this week as the number 21 wide receiver.
That's a starter.
That's a starter. That is a top 24 guy. Here are some guys they have after him. I'd like to hear your thoughts, Matt Modiga. Would you rather start Doug Baldwin or Devin Funchess this week? Funchess against Minnesota, potentially Rhodes closed.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go Doug Baldwin here.
Okay. You're nervous about the Rhodes closed. What about across the way from Doug Baldwin, Marquise Lee?
Marquise Lee is getting tons of targets. That's really close for me.
So there you go.
I'll be honest with you. I have to be honest to you.
There's a lot of teams that have Marquise Lee on that team.
And I can see that happening in a situation like that. If you start two wides and only two, if you can only start two wide receivers.
But why can't, if you start three wide receivers, why can't you have a team that has DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, and Marquise Lee?
Oh, no, you can definitely have that. But then that's only three wide receivers. Who's the fourth wide receiver?
You can put a running back in that spot.
Exactly. So that depends on your roster.
Would you rather start Kareem Hunt or Doug Baldwin?
I would start Doug Baldwin.
Kareem Hunt or Doug Baldwin?
In a flex.
That's a close one, too. Oh, man. I'll probably die in the Hunt Hill.
There is nothing you can give him.
I mean, but I'm loyal to a fault. I've been there my whole life, and, you know, I'm going to go. What's the old saying? You bring home the girl you went to the dance with and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, but
it's also Golden Saturday, as we went over yesterday. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of something to say about the bringing home the girl you went to the dance
right.
with.
Right. I'm happy you're not. would you rather start Sammy Watkins or Doug Baldwin?
No, hell no. I'm not starting Sammy Watkins.
He scored a touchdown in four of the last five games.
I don't care. I don't trust Sammy Watkins. I can't do that. What I will say is this. This week, when you check the link, whenever you go through whatever you like to do to get your rankings,
not up yet.
When you look at the Doug Baldwin, today's Wednesday, midnight. Yeah, midnight. It should be up.
Check
his Twitter.
All right, I was at rotoexperts.com.
Check his Twitter.
All right, I'm going to Twitter right now.
So
the award nominated Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, how about that? Shout out to the All In Kid.
Mm-hmm.
When you check the link or whatever you use for your rankings this week, when it comes to Doug Baldwin, I wouldn't look at the wide receiver rankings. I would look at the flex rankings. Because I think it could be situations where you could have, especially in the PPR, where you can have a guy like Kenyon Drake, you would likely start over Doug Baldwin in the flex this week, right, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. My problem with with Drake is, do the Patriots game script him to a point where he's going to have to catch passes? I don't know. I'm going to play Drake, but I don't think Drake is, you know.
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk neither. Yeah.
So I've officially checked the link.
All right.
I have that.
It's up.
Before I get you the flex, here's a little alert from Jakey Jakey inside the column.
Oh, Lord.
He's officially selling his Check the Link t-shirt. If you want one, they're $25, including shipping, which is great. He wants to mass-produce for less money, but hey, you know, shipping and handling costs money, and I understand that. You got to do what you got to do. If you want priority mail, you can do that too, but it's going to be another $5. Great. All about capitalism and making money.
Good job on all in kit.
Gets better. Send the money, put what size you want, your name and address in the notes. It's important to his PayPal, of course. And his email address is livinsports5@hotmail.com.
That's Jake.
It's an old college email address.
Hotmail.
It's an old college
only
email
two
address.
People that have
when
Hotmail.
He, when he was obviously a little lame, he says.
The All In Kid, Check the Link t-shirt.
Taking
on
orders
sale
until Friday, so get them for Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Living Sports 5. No G at the end of living. It's just living.
Shout out to the All In Kid.
Why is it until Friday?
It's because he wants to be able to get them out for Christmas.
Priority mail. All
right. You got to pay extra money for priority mail. You know, you want, check the link. I check the link. I'm probably going to get a t-shirt. if we could get it for free.
That defeats the purpose, Greg.
All right, so Doug Baldwin in Jakey Jakey's flex. Oh my God. All right, in his flex rankings this week, updated today. Flex overall, he is player 63.
Oh, who's in front of
that
him?
That makes him wide receiver 25, just outside the top 24. Right in front of him is actually the guy that I gave you a moment ago, Marquise Lee.
You said you'd play Marquise Lee.
Both of you guys said you'd play Marquise Lee over him. Other players. I want to do a flex that Jake has above him: Delanie Walker.
Yep.
MJJ.
Yep.
Golden Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this one. T.Y. Hilton.
I don't know if I can go that far.
Buffalo.
I don't know if I can go that far. I'm curious as who the running backs and the tight ends are.
All right,
over him.
Let me continue. Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell.
That's scary right there.
Facing Green Bay.
But not for nothing. Look, Duke Johnson's been great. I love the pass passing. But we were hyping him up for San Diego.
Let me end the PPR. So I'm giving you standard. Let me end the PPR because I know you guys care more about that.
Didn't do what we needed him to do this week.
No, he did not. He was very bad. He was a dog this week.
Yes. So that's my only little hesitation.
So it does, when you make it the PPR, it does change. He goes from player 63 to player 34, which is kind of crazy.
In the flex?
Yeah. It's a huge jump.
He made a big jump. Well, you got to look at the running backs, like in the tight ends. Tight ends are very touchdown dependent.
So he now goes significantly ahead of Marvin Jones, which I think is interesting. Significantly ahead of Stephon Diggs.
I don't know about. I'm playing Marvin Jones over.
I agree.
I would play MJJ over him.
Against that Bucs secondary, I have to go.
Marquise Goodwin in a PPR is behind him, in the standard is ahead of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get the – look, the Goodwin call here is I might go Goodwin. I don't know. It's tough for me to go off of Baldwin, but Goodwin's at the Texans.
I have a team.
You know what I'm saying? If we're looking matchup-based and you got Jimmy G and Goodwin's going to get the shots and Goodwin is the passing game right now.
Oh, excuse me for looking into my computer, but I got a team that has that has Sun on it. Doug Baldwin.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, and that team got Devin Funchess and Doug Baldwin. Can you imagine that?
I am a Devin Funchess believer now. I was not at the start of the season, and I'm going to start him in most cases. But he's got a tough matchup, you know. He gets the targets, but he's got a tough matchup as well. I mean, he's got Rhodes on him. So.
Yeah, that
Rhodes closed.
So if I was to fool around and want to bench Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
The options I personally would be looking at would be James White, Austin Hooper, Rod Smith, Travis Benjamin.
No, thank you.
None of those guys. Mm-mm. Doug Baldwin's on my line.
Here's the one name that's interesting. Josh Gordon.
Yeah, sure. I would play Josh Gordon over him. Josh Gordon might be a top 12 wide receiver this week.
He's wide receiver 18, according to Jakey Jakey. We take a break. When we come back, we're joined by the King!
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Conversation continues, so make sure you give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. We're going to make sure... We're going to make sure we get to your calls during this next hour, so line them up, and we got you covered. At this time, as we're going to do every day going forward, we're going to bring in my good buddy, the pal. You hear him in the background breathing. It's the King, Scott Angle. What's up, Scotty?
What's going on there, Greg? Good morning. You can now catch me every morning, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Sports Today.
And if you're not up at that time, listen to it on demand. Fantasy Sports Today with the King, Scott Angle, who wakes you up every single day in order to set you up, man, to get you prepared with every score from the night before, with every lineup, with every piece of new information that comes in overnight that sometimes, listen, I'm not up for, I don't remember. Scotty's got you covered. So, Scotty, congratulations on the new show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, we covered a lot this morning, including the Steph Curry injury,
yep.
Devin Booker, and then we went over some of the ad drops for last night from CBSSports.com.
Oh, there you go. Did you get Peyton Barber or Giovanni Bernard anywhere, Scotty?
I actually didn't put in for them, just no room for them, but I got some more waiver runs tonight, two more tonight. I already had Mike Davis on a few rosters, just no room for. I got outbid for Barber in one league. I had three waiver runs, but it's interesting because the three of them are all close, Greg. It's like Davis has the best opportunity, Bernard is the most proven, but Barber has the best matchup.
You know, it's interesting. You bring up Mike Davis, talked a lot about him on yesterday's show, and Davis in Seattle faces off against Jacksonville. And we were just having the conversation live on YouTube. We'd love to take everybody's phone calls on that at 844-843-6879. Seattle's matchup doesn't get tougher, Scotty. Against Jacksonville, best defense in the league, and you have Russell Wilson, you have Jimmy Graham, you have Doug Baldwin. And I think mostly the conversation revolves around Doug Baldwin. Do you believe that Doug Baldwin is a lock and load lineup play this week?
I think he's more of a wide receiver two than a wide receiver one.
Oh, there's no question
about
that.
But in a lot of cases, it's hard. In a lot of cases, it's very hard to bench him. You can't always bench your guys just based on a matchup. A lot of people tend to overthink things even more during the fantasy playoffs. You know, I can't use a guy like Marquise Goodwin over him. As much as Goodwin seems like he has a good matchup this week, you know, Doug Baldwin is the kind of guy that's gotten you there. And you can't bench your superstars. This is why you drafted Doug Baldwin early, not to sit him most when it counts. Look, the Eagles aren't the same type of defense, and Seattle was playing at home, but Seattle still did what they did last week. You know this team is going to throw the ball, and defense doesn't always win the most challenging matchup, as I said. If you believe that Russell Wilson, and a lot of fantasy analysts do, is a must-start this week, his go-to guy is Doug Baldwin, and Doug Baldwin has not had a single-digit performance since week 5. So I really can't see a situation where I would bench Baldwin. This is the best defense that he's faced all year. You can't expect a ceiling, but I think you can expect a floor here. I wouldn't bench him in most cases. I think it's too risky.
Well, I think it's interesting, and you kind of gave, you know, a similar answer to what Matt said about certain other players, is that you got to, week 14, the first round of playoffs, you got to bring what brought you here, and that obviously is Doug Baldwin in many cases. But people like Corey and myself, Scotty, have been using that methodology when it comes to a guy like Kareem Hunt, who's been a disaster every week. I'm not saying Doug Baldwin's going to put up single-digit performances, as you pointed out. It hasn't happened since week 5, but Kareem Hunt's been a complete disaster. I don't want to, he's the one that got me here. I don't necessarily want to lock and load him into my lineup.
Well, nothing's absolute, as I always say. Kareem Hunt got you here, like, for what, the first 8 weeks? And then some other players pushed you towards the end. Kareem Hunt, over the last few weeks, you know, you can't look at him as a fantasy starter anymore. If, you know, let's be done with the Kareem Hunt thing, because until he goes out and actually shows that, you know, that he can be what he was early in the league, you have to strongly consider benching him. I think Kareem Hunt over Doug Baldwin is something you just can't do right now. You can't leave him in your lineup and wait for him to turn it around when it's a one-and-done scenario. I think that's way too much.
This is the King, Scott Angle. He's going to join us every single day at this time. Now, just hang out a little bit. You can also hear Scott and his new show, Fantasy Sports Today, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time, waking you up. And he's always happy to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about and certainly get you set up for the day. Scott, what do you say to the people that want to bench Russell Wilson for Phillip Rivers this week?
I think it's matchup over analysis.
Okay.
But it's not crazy matchup over analysis. I think Russell Wilson is the number one quarterback in fantasy football, and you don't bench the number one quarterback in fantasy football based on a matchup. Now, if you break it down strategically, you know, that's a very good defensive line. It's a very good defense. But most defenses have trouble with Russell Wilson because they chase him around in broken playground type of plays, and he always ends up hurting them. That can happen to Jacksonville just as easily as anybody else. You know, they're, you know, most defenses don't face a quarterback like this every week. You know, whether Seattle wins a game is one thing or another, but you know, there's really no way of containing Russell Wilson right now because there is not a single quarterback like him in the league in terms of his playing style.
No, there's not, and it makes it for a very, very tough, not a tough decision because I think you're right, Scotty. He is the number one quarterback in the league in his playing style. Even if Saxonville gets through the offensive line in Seattle, who knows what Russell Wilson can do? And that's why I'm not benching Jimmy Graham either, because ultimately he can just fall into the end zone, as we've seen over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It's the Eagles are very good against the tight end. You know, look, this is a daunting matchup on paper, but, you know, we've seen Jacksonville give up some points before. I think 2 weeks ago. Didn't 2 weeks ago they give up a lot of points?
Yeah, Jacksonville certainly.
Arizona, I think.
They give up points, absolutely, but it's always a very scary matchup, obviously.
It's scary, but it's not like the Seahawks are going to get shot out either.
Probably
you know,
not,
If Russell Wilson has a 2-touchdown, 250-yard day, you know, you're getting at least 5 catches for 75 yards from Baldwin, I think.
I mean, it remains to be seen. Matt Modica, you're the one shaking your head, and Scott brought up just a moment ago that he couldn't see himself playing a guy like Marquise Goodwin over him. And I know we've had, the three of us, have had a lot of conversations when it comes to Marquise Goodwin. And over the last couple of weeks, you've been the one that's kind of been higher, right? Like, you've been on this bandwagon when it comes to Marquise Goodwin. Ultimately, would you make that play? Would you start Goodwin over Baldwin this week?
It's going to be a very close decision. I don't know if I can bench Baldwin, but, I mean, Goodwin, now with Jimmy G, Pierre Garçon is an option. I'm with Scott. I'm playing Russell Wilson. I'm playing Jimmy Graham. I can't sit those guys. But, you know, it is a daunting task. You're asking for, say, a Doug Baldwin in this game.
Yeah, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy with the floor for Doug Baldwin, theoretically.
Yeah, because, I mean, this could be a game where, look, Baldwin's still the number one guy here, but you don't know. Maybe they try and change things up. You know, if it's Richardson or who's the fast dude?
Tyler Lockett,
yeah.
Scott, you started Paul Richardson in a league last week. Will you be going back to that well again?
Well, you're playing against me, so I know that's why you're asking me that. Congratulations on making the playoffs.
Thank you.
Coach Speak, we're considering all of our options.
We hate Coach Speak.
Wasn't it Scott that helped you get into
the playoffs? Yeah, Scott, we were rooting hard on Scotty's team last night and last Sunday. Scott, I was sitting there when Nelson Aguilar caught the 50-yard bomb. I was going nuts in my living room for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It was interesting because I put him in for Antonio Brown.
Right.
Because I didn't know what was happening with Brown. And he gave me a Brown-like performance. But, hey, I brought you in and I'll take you out. You know, that's what I'll do.
Sounds like prison.
I was looking.
Da 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 da.
I was actually looking at our matchup earlier this week. Scotty is currently projected to beat us by 3 at the moment, according to ESPN's projections.
So the line is 3. That's
so the line is 3. It's a home spread. Scotty is the home team, given that he is the higher seed. But I think it's gonna be close, Scott. I think we both had a lot of good matchups this week.
I actually haven't looked at your team, which should be no surprise. But I haven't put Antonio Brown in my lineup yet.
Yes,
so
you have.
I haven't changed it from last week.
Yes,
have you?
Yes. I'm looking at it.
Scotty, I may buy the really? Half a point down and take you laying the 2.5 this week.
Oh, how dare you.
But about the Goodwin thing,
yeah.
What it comes down to is, look, ESPN's PPR standard last 3 weeks, 17.1, 11.8, 17.9. So I was not a Goodwin fan earlier in the season, but now you can't ignore it with Garoppolo at quarterback. But you're talking about a guy, you're talking about one consideration is the matchup, and Goodwin has the better matchup. But then again, you're talking about a three-week guy, again, a guy against a guy which you've done, for known what he's done for the last 3 years. And Seattle needs to keep this game, needs this game to keep pace with the Rams. They're coming to play, and when Wilson has to make a big throw, it's the ball win. I'm going to go with the more proven guy. I'm not saying it's not a close call, though.
Scotty, today on RotoExperts.com, can we look forward to your lineup ranks?
Yes, my lineup ranks will be out today, and people are saying, Scott, why don't you do rest of the season ranks anymore? Like, because there is no rest of the season. You know, I'm not going to tell you to stash a guy for week 15 and 16. Right now what it is about, you have to use your best players for your next game because it's one of done. You can't worry about stashing players or what's going to happen 2 weeks from now unless you have a bye.
Make sure you head on to RotoExperts.com later today. Check out Scotty's in-season ranks. Scotty, you know, tonight you got a fun night. You're headed to the Garden with our boy Frankie Stanford to watch the Knicks and the Grizz.
Yeah, going to check out the Knicks and the Grizzlies. I think that is tied for the lowest over-under on the board. But we'll be going to check it out, and we'll have some audio tomorrow morning, a complete wrap-up on Fantasy Sports Today at 6 a.m. Eastern. Big night for Bradley Beal. Hope you had him in daily.
I'm excited to talk to you about it tomorrow. Scott, we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, fellas.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Giving DFS a try? Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. The free to enter, sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. So there you go. You heard from the king, from the Seattle perspective, which I think was important. And he brought up, Corey, almost the fact that, listen, it's Doug Baldwin. It's kind of the man that brought you there. And
You ride it out.
And obviously, Jacksonville's probably not going to shut them out.
No, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Baldwin will kind of do his thing.
So. I think he'll give you double digits in the PPR.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for.
Should be your expectations this week, but you don't sit them down in most instances, and you definitely do not sit Russell Wilson.
Do we want to touch on what Lance Davis asked in the chat?
Yeah, so I asked Scotty that before you rejoined the program, Matt, and I asked Scotty, would you start Phillip Rivers over Russell Wilson? And his response ultimately was that Russell Wilson is a top five quarterback, and even if you don't get this magical Russell Wilson game, you're still going to get him moving around. You're still going to get some rushing yards. You're still going to get a couple of touchdowns probably. So he would not make that decision.
According to the link, obviously this is the early edition of the link. We will be reminded of that later. Phillip Rivers is 4, and Russell Wilson is 6.
Correct. Jared Goff is 7.
It is, yeah, Jared Goff is 7. I got to make that call.
I can see it. Listen, the call I got to make a call, one of the calls I have to make a quarterback this week is Dak Prescott and Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. You know, so a week ago, 2 weeks ago, you'd been like, oh, is Roethlisberger easy? Because,
matchup is so good for Dak, though.
I'm going Ben. I think Ben's playing too well right now. Antonio Brown is playing out of his world. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, just having those two.
And then no Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know.
It's going to open up a little bit.
That would maybe make me, you know, reconsider a little bit. But
But without him there, you know, I think the Steelers are a much better team as well.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I would hate to see them lose to the Baltimore. And can you imagine the Baltimore and Minnesota being in the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Final score would be 9-3.
I don't know if I'd watch.
Or then again, Minnesota can score.
What about a Minnesota Jacksonville Super Bowl?
Oh my God! Oh my God.
The NFL would be pulling.
You are literally giving the NFL their worst nightmare. This is what you're providing.
And Brett Musburger calling the game.
Oh my God!
That Corey really wouldn't watch. He'd, you know, do his own thing that night.
I got invited to someplace for a Super Bowl party already.
Really? Yeah. Seems a little early.
Yeah. It's going to be, I'm probably going to go. I'm just not going to repeat what it is, though. I'll be there. It's a good chance.
It sounds like a good party.
Is that the day shift?
Or was the late evening shift?
are you going to invite Matt and myself to this
sure,
show?
Sure, come on, roll through. We'll have a good time.
Sounds enjoyable. I'm sure, yeah. sure Donnie Burns will be there.
Yeah, Donnie Burns.
Yeah.
Shout out to Don Burns. Don Burns back in the building.
Yeah, Don Burns! What's going on, man?
What's going on, Greggy?
How you doing? How was your trip,
Greggy?
It was good. Yeah. Hey, that's a BFF thing, Corey.
Yeah, I know.
The body snatcher is back.
So Donnie Burns is in Miami. He saw his Dolphins play live in person.
Nice.
And they got a win, Don.
Yeah, I was talking to you before. It seems like every time I go there, they blow teams out. I went to that Texans 41-0 halftime, so I got to go to more games in Miami because,
you know,
they can't win.
I think it's a good thing, Bud, that you went last week and not this week on Monday night when they faced the Patriots.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. We never like that.
No, obviously not. Patriots without Gronk, of course, on Monday night. A lot of questions, Matt, this week when it comes to the Dolphins and Kenyon Drake, and people want to get him in their lineups.
Yeah, no, I mean, Drake was a Week 13 hero. The thing is, the question I have this week is putting Danny Amendola back into my lineup in a playoff game. It's frightening, but without Gronk, you got to look at the numbers when he's in there without Gronk.
You do, and it's a Danny Amendola game, and you got to make sure. I said it yesterday. I also like Jimmy White. I think that's something.
I saw some whispers that Hogan's not completely out for this week.
So he shed the sling last week. It was kind of off the side in practice. I think he was on a backfield. He was officially ruled out of practice last week, but was around. So there's some whispers that he's getting there. And while it's unlikely he plays this week, there's a good possibility he returns next week, which I think will be big for his fantasy owners if they survive into the semifinals. That could be absolutely huge. We take a break. When we come back, we'll reset. We're going to talk about Steven Anderson a little bit and what he could do in Houston. We're also going to get to your telephone calls, 844-843-6879. Roto Experts, 1 hour down, one more to go. You roll on right after this.